One of the primary problems that faced all of us as we prepared for this special Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, is how to prepare the Sudos B'Shabbos. After all, Sudos Shabbos requires lechem. Chomes is also Ba'achila once we arrive at a certain time. And in any case, we want to minimize the chomes that is brought into the home, even if we did the Suda at an early hour, as we have done. Matzah is not an option, because matzah is also Ba'achila Erev Pesach. So the prevalent minhag, I'm sure that most of us have practiced, is to be mesamsem on the chametz and to have Suda Shabbos of chametz. But Chazon Ish, in one of his letters, suggested a very novel approach to minimize the problem of bringing chametz into your home on Erev Pesach, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Chazon Ish wrote a letter that he suggested that the Lechem Mishnah, the second Lechem, which need not be consumed, but you need in order to have Lechem Mishnah, be matzah. This way, you reduce the risk of bringing chametz into your home. You reduce the amount of chametz that is present. And at the same time, you yotzei the mitzvah Lechem Mishnah. And it is this comment, this recommendation of the Chazon Ish that I would like to explore tonight and to understand it in context of Yisod that our great Rebbe has conveyed. The Chazon Ish's recommendation needs to be explored in context of the requirements of Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah, it would seem, is not simply to have two examples of lechem, but both examples of lechem that are brought forth should be roi l'achila. If you have lechem mishnah, which is not roi l'achila, by definition, this is not an olcha, this is not lechem, and does not constitute a second pair, a second lechem, to be yotzei the mitzvah of lechem mishnah for Suda Shabbos. In fact, the Pri Megadim discusses in Arachayim, Nechol Shabbos, whether one can use Pas Akum as Lechem Mishnah. If one is Makabal Chumra, not to eat Pas Akum, can Pas Akum be used as the second Lechem on Shabbos throughout the year? And the Pri Megadim is Machriya that the MS Pas Akum is kosher for Lechem Mishnah. Because the only Chumra Alma, the Gemara said, because of Chayi Nefesh, they were matted the Gzeirah Pas Akum. Meikar Adin Pas Akum is Mutabachi, well, somebody, the Kabbalah Chumra upon himself, not to eat Pas Akum, that doesn't eliminate from Pas Akum the Din Pas, the Shem Ocha, and therefore can be used as Lechem Mishnah. It won't be consumed by him, but it still retains the Shem Lechem. However, with respect to the Issur Achila of Masa Erev Pesach, it would seem to be a more fundamental issue. After all, Chazal asked, Achilas Matzah Erev Pesach, Kola Ocha Matzah Erev Pesach, Shilu Bola Rufosu Beis Chomah, it's not Stam Lechumra that you accepted upon yourself. The Rabbanan prohibited Matzah Erev Pesach. And as such, this Matzah should be deemed, Lechora, to be an example of Machol Sasuros. Therefore, it should not have a Shem Ochol. And it should not be kosher for Lechem Mishnah. In that light, the recommendation of the Chazon Ish demands greater scrutiny. So let's examine together for a moment the nature of the Issur d'Rabbanan of eating matzah b'leil Pesach. Kolom Ochol Yerushalmi says, matzah b'leil Pesach, kilu bo la l'sos b'es chama. What is the analogy and what is the nature of this Issur? The Rav commented that the analogy suggests that in fact the issur of eating matzah b'leil Pesach is not simply an example of machol sasuros b'am. If we uncover and we understand the root of the issur of arusah b'des chomav, then we can gain a deeper understanding into the nature of the issur of matzah b'leil Pesach. The issur of matzah, after all, according to Yerushalmi, is modeled after this arusa based chamav. What is the nature of that is? The Rav said that essentially in the arusa is muteris labayla. Kedushin is mati. She's a married woman. She's muteris maker adin to her husband. But halacha is that nisun is required as a mati. Chuppah, the fact that she be brought into the rishus of the chosam, is needed in order to be mati the isha to her husband. The esem, the kinyonic ishus, are already present by virtue of the ma'aseh kedushin. The kedushin, with the kedushin, the husband is koneh as his wife. But the halacha is that the rabbanim, the raisas, the machlokas, we show them, nisun is required as a matia. And so too, said the Rav, Masa Bilel Pesach requires a matia. In fact, in Maisa Rav, the Gaon comments that we make seven brachos, modeled after the Sheva brachos, which are used to be matia, the arusa to a husband. And this is found in the Ozarua, who quotes the Rabbeinu Meir Provence, that Sheva brachos are recited in order to be matir the matzah, just as we are matir the arusa through the Sheva brachos, through the chuppah, to our husband. And therefore, in this context, the Rav explained the machlokas Ramban and Balamor. When does the Issa Matzah Lel Pesach begin? The Ramban maintains that the Issa Matzah Lel Pesach begins actually from the night of Bedikah. The Balamor says no. It begins only with Vos Shos. What is the nature of this machlokas? The Balamor says, well, it's only called Matzah from the time where Chomis is also Bachila, Vos Shos L'mala, after Yom Rishon Tashmisim. And the Ramban says, no, it really has a shame matzah from all other also, because then there's already a requirement of the Dikas Chomitz. And once the shame Chomitz is inaugurated, as a result of the Dikas Chomitz, so that also in turn creates and conveys the shame matzah. When something has the shame matzah, whether it be Bilel Abba also according to Ramban, or according to the Balamor, Mevosho Salamala, Matzah, Matzah's mitzvah, a matzah that could be used as the basis in order to make kind of mitzvah, Erev Tov for matzahs, that matzah requires a matzah. Before, Abba also doesn't have the Shem Matzah. But once the Shem Chomis is instituted, then there's a Shem Matzah that corresponds to it. And that matzah needs a matir. Remez, this understanding of the Rav should be based on a machlokas rishon. The Ran in Kedushin interprets the issa kol abola resosbeis chomov as a question of kavana. The Stoma says the Ran in Kedushin, someone who is bola resosbeis chomov, his kavana was a shame znus. If in fact if kavanah was l'shem nisuin, according to the Ran, nothing improper was done, and nisuin is created as a result of bia v'beis chamav. But the Rambam, according to the Ketzer Mishnah, argues with the Ran. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Amud Aleph has a sofek with the bia erusin osa, bia nisuin osa. What's a nafkamina? So the Gemara suggests several nafkaminas. One nafkamina is Yoshua, Tamila, second nafkamina, third nafkamina, Tamila, the fourth and Dareha. So the Nosekim of the Rambam are concerned, why did the Gemara offer a more simple nafkamina? If the institution also says she still has a bit of an avusa, and therefore she's also to her husband to have relations with her. If the Nusun also says, then she's mutes to her husband. Says the Tesa Mishnah. Even if Diga Nisun also, and the husband could be Matamit, even if he's a Kama, and he's Yorisha, and he's making the Dareha, but nonetheless, he's still Asura, he's still also in his wife, until Chuppah. Chuppah is required. Rav Chaim, the Chiddush HaGraf, Arashas explains, because you need Chuppah as a Matia. You have to bring your Arusa, even if she's a Nesuah, even if there's Kinyan in Nesuah, as a result of being a Nesuah also. But nevertheless, she's not interest to the husband, again, unless there's a matir of Kinesa v'Rishus HaChosan, and that is represented by Chuppah. So whereas the Ran, the MS maintains that there is no fundamental Isser of an Arusa Beit Chomov other than improper Kavana, the Ramban, according to the Kesem Mishnah, believes that there is a definitive Isser because of the lack of the matir of Chuppah of Kinesa v'Rishus HaChosan. And so, apparently following the understanding of Reb Chaim, the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam, the Rav felt that that also explained the Issa of Matzah, the Lel Pesach. Kol ha'ochal Matzah, the Lel Pesach, ki l'bo'al ha'rusasa v'eschomot. It's not stam, a Moshe ba'alma. But they share the same longus. The Issa is based on the chsarin of the Makir. In the case of Arusa, the chsarn is lack of chuppah. In the case of Matza, we are missing the Sheva Brachos. We are missing the Shkiyah. We are missing Magid. And therefore one cannot consume Matza in such a fashion. If this be said, so then I think that we can understand the recommendation of the Chazon Ish. The end is, Matza below Pesach is not Machol Fasurah. The Rabbanon didn't create an Isser, Chesvah, in the Matzah Erev Pesach. It's simply that Matzah requires a Matir. It's an external problem. It's a Chesvah study. There's nothing inherent about the Matzah that prohibits Achila. And as such, it cannot be categorized as Machol Fasurah. It's not a Nisa Chesvah. It doesn't lose the Shem Ochel. It still retains the Shem Lechem. And therefore can be certified as Lechem Mishnah. I'll give you a mashal. The Gemara says in Brachos Acham and Hay that although there is a Zimun on Machos Asuros, but nevertheless on Demai, one needs Demai, there's a Bracha, the Zimun. Why? So the Gemara gives a very enigmatic explanation. The Gemara says, because if he were an onid, he was mafkin in the chosim, and lost his possessions, and he were an onid, he'd be mutter in the mai. After all, the mai is only also for an osher, not for an onid. So since if the boy mafkin in the chosim is an onid, so therefore he'd be mutter pachila, the meila, he's mezamein if he used the mai, even while he's an osher. The question is obvious. But he wasn't Maskir Zachosim. He's an Asher. And an Asher is also Baskir of the mind. Why should there be Zimun? The Rav explained, and I saw recently that in the Shailos Tshuvos of Aaron Kotler, you also conveyed a similar Hesder to the Rav, that what the Gemara offers is an explanation of the Issa of the mind. The Issa of the mind is not Nisachas. The Issa of the mind is an Issa on the God. Rav Raya. For this person who ate it, he could be permitted to eat the mai if he were become an oni, if he were mafia as a chosim, he would be mutter in the mai. So therefore the mai is not an issa chesah, but rather simply an issa on the gavra oshir to consume the mai. If it's not an issa chesah, it's an ochel. If it's an ochel, therefore there's a bracha, there's zimun. In a similar sense, we can explain Matzah below Pesach. The Issa is an Issa Stoti. Send the Issa in the Chesach, Machos Asuros. And therefore the halacha is that one in fact can use it as Lechem Mishnah. And that would explain the Tzak of the Chazon Ish. With the Hezbollah, the Rav, I think we can be Marbiya, two other Teirutz, two other issues. The Ramon Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, and Tafayin Aleph, that a Chatan who doesn't understand CPUC as Mitzrayim, he has no Havana, so it's mutter to machil him, Masa below Pesach. So Frek the Magen Avraham, it's also to be machil a Chatan via Dayim, Machol Sosuros. How is it permissible to feed a Chatan, even if he doesn't understand CPUC as Mitzrayim? How is it permitted to feed a cock on Masa, the Lopesach? Ho'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o'o' answers based on Rambam. The Rambam holds that the issur of eating matzah b'lo Pesach is not that there's an issur achila per se, but simply you need a heker so to appreciate matzah b'lo Pesach. So those who are obligated in mitzvahs, I say, even tzaras chinuch of matzah, are prohibited from eating matzah b'lo Pesach, unless they lose that heker, that appreciation. The chacham that no havon and sifri yisus mitzrayim, he is not obligated in the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore there's no requirement of a heker. The mele is mutter in achilas matzah b'lo Pesach. But l'fi the head with the rov and the Ramban and the Balamor, there's not stam a heker, but rather there's an issa matzah. But the issa matzah is not an issa of machol fasur, it's not an issa chesav. It's simply chesam of the matir. So the mele, one can also answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham. When is there an issa to makil or cotton v'yadai machol fasuros? Something which is also only because of the Dovah Slavdin, because the Chassan Matia is not considered to be within the classification of a Machim Ulekotam Yadayim. The Gemara says in Be'at Afid Tes on the Beis that you don't bring a Karban Todah. We know this, we don't say Mizul Todah Erev Pesach. And the reason we don't bring a Todah Erev Pesach, says the Gemara, is because we can't be maybe Kotam Lebeis Atzul. Because we'll be reminded in this Ma'achilah. Ne chomitz about Todah comprises chomitz together with matzah, and the chomitz has to be burned before the sof zman achila Todah. So since we'll be remind in the zman achila of Todah, so we're not maybe kosher with base of sul, we can't bring the Todah of Erev Pesach. So the slot, another opponent asked the question, why is the Gemara only concerned about the chomitz and the Todah? The Todah also includes matzah. In fact, the majority of the Todah is a matzah. And kol ocho matzah v'lo Pesach, kibur bo'la is also beit chomos. Matzah is also b'achila. It'll be mutter at night, but during the day it's also b'achila. So why isn't that also considered to be within the classification of aim of being kosher beit chomos that would be ma'it in the zman achila? So the slach offers a famous teretz, that the problem you might in the Zman Achilu is always you might in the Sofa Zman. But you might in the Tchila Zman, that's not considered to be a problem of aiming in Kosovo based on Sul. So if I've been told though, the matzah won't be able to eat in the morning, but at night I'll be able to eat the matzah. So maybe it's not the Chlal, the problem of aiming in Kosovo based on Sul. I was thinking, according to the Rav's understanding of this, Achilas Matzah Blah Pesach, maybe one can answer the Kasha more Poshut. When is there a problem between might the Zman Achilu? If you're being kachim based on tzul, you're going to create a tzul in the kachim. That is an example of chomitz. Chomitz on the Todah will become achol fasuros, will be an issa chesva. So maybe it's considered to be within the scope of the issue of aim of being kachim based on tzul. Of a matzah, it's not a question of you being a based on tzul. Matzah you can't eat, not because it's achol fasuros or pesach, it's simply lacking a matzah. It's an external issue. So therefore the Gemara is not concerned at all about the problem of the matzah inside the problem of kol bol ocho matzah b'lo Pesach kibur bol of resosu b'eschom. Why is it that matzah taka needs a matzah? You understand with respect to nisuin, a husband and wife form a unit, and that unit is only achieved when the husband brings a kala into his home and forge one entity, they bond together, and until then, they cannot engage in full marital relations. That we understand. Why does matzah need a matzah? There's a beautiful verse from the Meshech Chochmah, which I think has bearing on the Rav's conceptualization of matzah below Pesach. Meshech Chochmah in Perek Yud-Veis, Pasuk Yud-Tes, comments, if you think about it, the Dover which is fully employed, says the Meshech Chochmah. Moshe Rabbeinu summons Klal Yisrael, going to leave Mitzrayim momentarily. Borrow Kli Kesev, Kli Zov, Smolos. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make any provisions for food, didn't ask Klal Yisrael to prepare Seidu Aderech, nothing. Not only that, Klal Yisrael never asked once Moshe Rabbeinu, and what are we going to do to sustain ourselves in the Midbar? Instead, Lechtech Acharei B'Midbar, Beritol Zerua. It's a dover which the Meshech Chochma writes is Machli Plos. Elamai, the fact that we only left with matzah and we didn't make the preparations for chametz represents the complete emuna and bitachon that we had in the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's why the Zohar calls matzah mitzvah d'nei musa. And because of this emuna, which is symbolized and captured by that matzah, by the fact that we didn't have the seidol derech, right to Meshech Chochma, we were Zoche to be Mekabel the Torah, to become the Am Hashem, and Shchinoto Aleh. We were Zoche to the Shchino. And I think what the Meshech Chochma is suggesting is that the Hashrof Hashchino, the Dzeikus that we have in the Ribono Shel Olam, the oneness that Klal Yisrael attained with the Ribono Shel Olam was only through that matzah. Was only through the fact that we surrendered our beliefs to the Ribono Shel Olam. We didn't ask any questions. We had no shaylos. We had no tainus. We never asked Moshe Rabbeinu once, what are we going to do to survive on this long track in the Midbar? And therefore, midah k'neged midah, we displayed this emunah b'tochon the Ribono Shel Olam. We surrendered ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashma shchina upon us. And we achieved a dveikus, a kind of nisuin with the Ribono Shel Olam as a result of that emunah. And that is the symbolism of matzah. But to eat matzah without magid, to eat matzah without reliving the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, without giving the Ribono Shel Olam Shevach V'Hodah, is impossible. In order to attain the Dveikus to the Ribono Shel Olam, in order to have that sense of oneness, we also have to lay claim to the Emunah Bitachon that Klal Yisrael displayed as they left Mitzrayim. And when we relive and reenact Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we say the Shevach Brachos, and we offer Shevach V'Hodah, the Magid is our tent to latch on to that Emunah Bitachon of Klal Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim, and to attain in Yisur a Dveikus, a oneness with the Ribono Shel Olam, and to bask in his Hashrof Hashchina. Our great Rebbe never took the simple meaning of anything. Rav intellectualized everything about life in all of its dimensions. There's nothing that escaped the rough scrutiny, the deep analysis, but I believe that Talmidim of the Rav can understand what I'm about to say, that I always felt that the core of the Rav's essence was an Emunah Pshuta. And this Emunah Pshuta that the Rav had inspired him to be mekayem the Rambam's understanding of the Mitzvah Anochi and Yediyas Hashem, and his commitment to Limrat Torah. But Tov Tocho, it was an Emunah Pshuta. The Rav never intellectualized the issues of Emunah. Emunah was always again. Nothing to talk about. And there was this Emunah Pshuta, this deeply held Emunah Pshuta, for the Rav was the fuel that ignited the Rav's entire embrace of the Torah and the Ribono Shel Olam. And I think that the Talmidim of the Rav felt the spirit of the Shekhinah in the Shiur room can understand the essence of the Vata, the Meshach Chachma. Then the schus of the Emun of Shuta and Bitachon and Ribono Shel Olam, we are zocha to a oneness with the Ribono Shel Olam, and we are zocha to Hashrat Hashkinah. That was the experience of Klal Yisrael as they left Mitzrayim, and that was the experience that all the Talmidim of the Rav felt every day. We were zocha to hear Divrei Torah from our revered Rebbe Zatzal. In the schools of the Amun of Pshuta, we were zocha to bask in the Hashras HaShchina that glorified the Rav Shir and gave us all inspiration to devote our lives to perpetuating the Rav's ideals and teachings. Yizek Rav.